Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting hurricane and storm surge watches are up for parts of Florida. Hurricane Irma is flooding parts of the Dominican Republic as it roars just off the northern coast of the island it shares with Haiti. Punta Cana Airport has reopened after being closed for several hours. Haiti's northern coast will be next, but Irma's stronger winds have yet to reach that side of the island of Hispaniola. A hurricane watch is now in effect for the Florida Keys and parts of South Florida. Mike Brennan is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The hurricane watch means there's the potential for hurricane conditions somewhere in the watch area, with tropical storm conditions could occur as soon as 48 hours from now. The storm surge watch means that there's the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation in those watch areas. Within the storm surge watch area, we could see inundation of 5 to 10 feet above ground level.
The center noted that Hurricane Irma was still an extremely dangerous Category 5 hurricane, although its winds had decreased slightly from 285 kilometers per hour to 280. Hurricane Irma cut a path of devastation across the northern Caribbean, leaving at least 10 dead and thousands homeless after destroying buildings and uprooting trees on a track Thursday that could lead to a catastrophic strike on Florida. President Trump told 800,000 young undocumented immigrants in the United States they have nothing to worry about being deported during the next 6 months while Congress works on a plan to allow them to permanently stay in the country. Trump, in a Twitter comment Thursday, said that for those concerned about your status, you need not be concerned that no action would be taken to send you back to your home countries years after your parents illegally brought them to the U.S.